Good morning, Prevailers. You're welcome to the Prevailers Church Network, Everyday Live with Jesus Christ this morning. What a joy to come into His presence. In the next few minutes, Sister Blessing will be taking us in the time of worship, acknowledging the God of wisdom, a God of faithfulness without injustice, our God that maketh fruitful by His divine wisdom, by His breath that turned a dust man to a God man, is going to work in our lives today, seeing the manifestation and the proof of fruitfulness as a result of wisdom and the breath and power of God in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, we welcome you, Eternal King of Glory. We welcome you, the Ancient of Days. We welcome you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We welcome you, the God of all wisdom. We welcome you, our Maker, the Holy One of Israel. We celebrate you. We take pleasure in coming into your presence. Lord, we forsook all to seek your face, O God. Let your glory fill this place. Let your praises fill our hearts as each vessel come into your presence this morning with an attitude of gratitude, proclaiming your greatness, magnifying your name. Let your name be glorified in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, go ahead.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You are welcome to a month of supernatural, commanding supernatural fruitfulness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This morning, our time of worship is taken from the book of Psalm 48, from verse 1 to 14. It reads, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, the mountain of His holiness." Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole heart, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in our palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ship of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God, we establish it forever. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughter of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go around her. Tell the towers thereof. Verse 13. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. It will be our guide even unto death. You have come to the great God this morning, who is our God. The great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, the mountain of His holiness. It's beautiful for situation. I want us to worship the Lord this morning from our heart. I want us to think on the loving kindness of God, of His faithfulness, of His mercy, of his unchanging nature. I want us to begin to say, Lord, we are grateful for another opportunity to come before you, to start our day with you. I want us to begin to appreciate the Lord this morning. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we exalt you. We honor you. Great and mighty God, faithful and righteous, holy God, awesome God. Father, we celebrate you this morning. Father, we honor you this morning. Thank you for the privilege of starting this new day with you. Thank you for your keeping grace. Thank you for your keeping love. Father, thank you for your loving kindness that is better than life. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Father, is it according to your name, so shall your praise be unto the hands of the heart. Father, we praise you in the beauty of your holiness this morning. Rekalabo shekeli granoste. Rekatabalaba shekeli granoste. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole house. He's Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. He's Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole house. East Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. East Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. You are the song of a music. You are the song that we sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. Praise to your name, our God. You are the song of our music. We worship you, Lord. You are the song that we sing. You are the melody. You are the harmony. We praise your holy name. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh, oh Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh, oh Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh, oh Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God, you're worthy. We give you glory, Lord. as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you glory, Lord, mighty King of glory, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. 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 Father, we worship you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. In shame of this, we magnify you, Lord, regala boshe. Aha, wisest God, we worship you, unknowing God, we worship you. You're wonderful, oh, you're awesome, you're beautiful. Yelimo sutulim reba sikete yendo lo shita. Beautiful beyond description, Lord, we worship you this morning. Lord, you are saying you are wonderful, you are worthy of our praise. Unto you our lives we raise this morning. And so you are awesome in this place. We glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Regata bobo sheke libra noste, mingra basata, eloboste, lizo toli. In Jesus' wonderful name we have washed it. For this God is our God, and He will be our guide even unto the end, even unto death. Yesterday, we looked into the Word of God, you know, how God wants to guide us by His wisdom, via His Word. And that He will be our guide. I want us to pray to the Lord this morning that He will guide us by His word in the mighty name of Jesus. When we go out, come in. When we are asleep, when we are awake, the word of the Lord will come unto us. The word of the Lord will be our guide. It will be our guiding light. The psalmist said, Thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. I want us to begin to commit our life to Him this morning and say, Lord, your word will be my guiding light. Your word will guide me. I will not walk into trouble. I will not walk into the setup of the enemy. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will see ahead by your word. Lekuta lingraboste. It said the wise man perceiveth the evil and hideth himself, but the foolish walk into trouble. Lingrebokusha handre lebokosita livronoste. That in the name of Jesus, mangrabasike libosuzo, Our God, we submit our life to your divine guidance via your word in the name of Jesus. Even though God, in our going out today, in our coming in, in our working place, in everywhere we find ourselves, your word will be our guide. He said, I will guide you continually. None of us are like God. We miss your divine guidance by the word, oh God, by your word in the name. God's word begin to guide the heart, the, oh God, the decision, and lose our steps, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that none will walk into trouble, nor will walk into the assault of the enemy, nor will false will walk into trap in the name of Jesus. Your word, oh God, que lose calibre negativo, je que libre. Sikete raba baba lizo regede de boko shanda la baba ba mengre de boko shika la bodo suzolom regede de na kito gala boste ne kasta tayam regede de reki baso lingra ba sheke libra roste rika basata mengre de boste Rika basi ke libro moste, raba baba baba jege de volo sukli, mengre de boko sheke libo, raba baba liso krono sute, ila baka sheke libre ge de kuzoto, mengre de boko sheke de volo boje, tada let your spirit guide us via your word, oh God, rege de volo boje ke libra basi kata ya mrono suze, in a going out today, in a coming here, Rabasekete riboste, mingrabasike librovosuzo, lekayabasuzo. Let your word of guidance come to us in the name of Jesus. Is that you will hear a word behind us say, this is the way, walk ye in it. Rabasekete, lishtobalia, mekushte. Your word will give light to our path. We will not grow up in darkness of ignorance. We will not grow up in darkness of confusion. In the mighty name of Jesus, Rabaka seke libra mastikata ya bruno suzoli, yeke libra mastikete ye bruno suzoli, mekizahata liboko suzoli, mengreboshte. Terri baba 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 jege de bolobo zukro lika barande bolobo jege de rikaba seke zere bogo shikali prunosuzo herri baba 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 kastikali prunoshte mengre de kiza tali boko suzo emra baka shandali prunoshte mekiza hande de bolobo shte in Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Is there one or two prayer points before I hand over this morning? Psalm 119, verse 36. It says, incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. 38. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. We're going to be praying to the Lord this morning that God will incline our heart even unto his testimonies. Unto his truth, unto his word, in the name of Jesus. You know, that we, our hearts will not be towards covetousness. That our hearts will be inclined unto the testimony of the Lord, unto the truth of God's word, in the mighty name of Jesus, not to covetousness, in the name of Jesus. The Lord will begin to shape on our hearts by the truth of his word. He begin to turn our eyes from beholding vanity. And he will quicken us. He will give life to us in his way. He will establish his word unto us in this new day in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask this morning, O God, that you will incline our heart to your testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Your testimony that is sure, that make wise the simple. That they will pray, that our hearts will be inclined to your testimony. Make lose of all, elite reboche, not to confess your faith. Les isoli, breaki zahata, not to want the player, magabarande de kushetelie. In the precious name of Jesus, rekazatali kruboste. Baba, begin to shape on our heart, begin to shape on our heart, even with God. Away from every form of covetousness, away from beholding vanity, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we have testimony that you will give life to our spirit, you give life to our soul, you give life to our body, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, establish your word, confirm your promise, Lord, even to have the word on this prayer line this morning in the name of Jesus. Let your word be established in our heart. Father, confirm every promise that you have given unto us, even regarding fruitfulness in every area of our life in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Melizo pregede de Bogotabolo Sheke Librabastike de Yakuza pregede de Boloste, Kriana Sike de Libo Suzu. Let your word be established in every heart. Irabastike Libo Suzu, Nikataya pregede de Mekizoton de Lekuste, Irabababa Sheke Libroste, Rika Bastata, Mekaloste, Rika Bastike de Jelusito. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 11. I will start reading from verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of your life shall be many. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of your life shall be many. I have taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom. I have led you in paths of uprightness. When you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. When you run, you shall not stumble. Verse 13. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. I want us to begin to pray to the Lord this morning, you know, that will begin to take hold of God's divine instruction to us. We begin to prize God's divine instruction. We begin to value His instructions in our life. We begin to act on His instructions. We begin to teach God's divine instruction in the name of Jesus. The way you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. It's the way you run, you shall not stumble. You know, by the time we begin to follow God's divine instruction, or begin to follow His teachings, His correction, you know, it's the way we walk, we will not walk into trouble. You know, our path will be clear and open. When we run, we will not run into trouble, we will not stumble. I want us to begin to pray this morning. Lord, I receive grace from you to take firm hold of instruction, to guide and to guard, you know, jealously all your instructions to me. Even on this prayer line, in my personal study of the word of God, and as I go to church on Sundays, help me to begin to place high value on your instruction. God said His instructions, you know, is very vital in our life. It's instruction, you know, determine, you know, how we live our life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we yield ourselves to you this morning, that you release all your grace upon every one of us, Lord, to begin to place high value on your divine instruction, on your divine order. Lord, that your instruction become joy and rejoicing of our heart. That your instruction become our waking thoughts, our sleeping thoughts, in the name of Jesus. That your teachings begin to Father, this is the cry of our heart this morning. Rekaboste, Yilabasike Libronoste, Father Rekulika Bazahande de Bolobo Jegede, that God's instruction, Makakuru Bazahande de Mekuru Soso will be holding, I esteem in our life. Rekizahande de. That our lives will be aligned to your divine instruction, to your divine teachings, to your divine corrections. Lord God, Rekita Bazika Taya Priyanda Siketeria, Meluso Bregada de Bolovo Sheke Libra Basiketeria, Reka Baba 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 Sheke de Re. Lord, I begin to listen. We begin to follow the instruction of the fathers. To pay attention. To know, understand it. Megalaba sike liborondo boko sheke librabasikete. Yeke liba baba 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 jesh. Rubasata. Meglo suzali. Megrabasite. Our steps will be guided by your divine instruction in the name of Jesus. So that when we go out, our step will not be straightened. Malika suzali. When we are running, we shall not stop. Legaba sike librono siketeria, rekigaba sekete, jelibronoste, megalaboste, rika basata, jekutu krelia. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lastly, we are going to be asking the Lord to increase our appetite for the world and cause the desire for other things to be quenched in our lives in the name of Jesus. The psalmist said, thy word I yield in my heart. So that we will not sin against you. I want us to pray this morning, Lord, let God increase my appetite for your word in the name of Jesus. Is it his delight is in the Lord of God, Psalm 1. Is it, and in his law he meditates day and night. Is it, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season. Magolo sikeli. That our soul begin to find pleasure. Our soul begin to find delight in the truth of the word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, we have so God that you begin to increase our appetite for your word. You begin to give us raw soul hunger, a heart thirst for the word of God in the name of Jesus. Every desire for other things, Lord, that want to steal, oh God, the word, that want to steal our appetite. Let such die in the name of Jesus. Let such be quenched in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause our heart to delight solely in your word. That our hearts meditate. That our hearts were studied. Eluze kelabondo sikalabanda sikete yemokuso brelie. Rekizahata. Lengrede kizolobodo suzalie. Lord, give us rust, a fresh appetite, even for the word of God, in the name of Jesus. That begin to give thought, we begin to give study even to your word, how we begin to draw virtue, how we begin to draw knowledge from the truth of God's word in the name of Jesus. That your word begin to achieve your intention in our life in the name of Jesus. Our Father in heaven, give us rose, mekita borondo suzolia, riba baba, unquenchable hunger for your word. Ne luze kalibrado sika la baba jegededesh, riba baba, increase our appetite, increase our delight in your word. Ne luze kalibrado sise, riba baba baba, inkronoste, hilamokoste, that your word begin to make us wise. Your word begin to become God, make us fruitful. Hilado sika la bruyana sise. Almighty God, ille mo sikete, riba sikataria, mekotoshte, lizike libro sikete, ya bruno susalika baranda basikete, menkreboshte, riba sikele boshte. Him rosusoli, mahiro boshka bandele kusom regedere, rababa sekete liboshke libro bosnoli, helaba sekete de boshka bandali sokregeliste, metra bosusalia, rabosikete yekuzum regedere bokoshika libro bosnoli. Father, we honor you this morning. We appreciate. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the release of your grace upon our life, O God. To grieve, O God, power it to your instruction. Lord, regabosu tuling rabasiketeria, ben reboshaba. Thank you, Lord, for making your word our guide life. Priala sutol on the calib rosta, he rabasiketeria. We worship you, Lord. Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Breathe upon me, bread of life. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord, as I lift my hands and surrender to your name, Most High. I'm breathing in your Spirit, Lord, I'm searching for your love. Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender. To your holy name. Breathe upon me, bread of God. Breathe upon me, Spirit of God, as I lift my hands and surrender to your name, Most High. I'm yielding to your Spirit. Lord, I'm walking in your law. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore your that will move through this land by your Spirit and will glorify your precious name. Build your church, Lord. Make us one, Lord. Join our hearts, Lord, through your Son. Make us one, Lord, in your body. In the kingdom of your Son. For I'm building a people of power. And I'm making a people of praise. That will move to this land by my Spirit and will glorify my precious name. Build your church, Lord. Build your church, Lord. Make us one, Lord. Join our hearts, Lord, through your Son. Make us one, Lord. In your body. In the kingdom of your Son, bring upon me bread of gold, bring upon me Spirit of the Lord, as I lift my hands and surrender to your name, Most High, I'm yielding to your Spirit, and I'm walking in your love. Jesus, I surrender. Yes. Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender your to your holy name. I surrender to Jesus. Unto him I freely give. I will ever love and trust in his presence daily. I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Yes, Lord Jesus. All to Jesus. I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender. To thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender. To thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender now. I feel the sacred flame, all the joy of full salvation, glory, glory to His name. I surrender to you, Lord, all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender, I surrender. I surrender all unto you, all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. Somebody on this altar this morning, you need to lay your hall before your Maker, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And you're going to say to the Lord, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your word. Yes, Lord, to your ways. I give it all to you. I surrender my all. Lord, I lay down my all at your feet in the mighty name of Jesus. I stop struggling with God. I stop arguing with God. I stop doing things my way, but your way, oh God, I lay it all down at your feet. Lord, I surrender my all to you. Le custo tom penanglica custo sia zepretua ele mengri saato ezo alo mengri da custo sia ezo zoprende custo sia la prino nostra zoprende gege libru sosia ike custo ze inda la brusa ato indogo questa sia illobro nege questa apionto nenglica questo sia Iso sopruto lengrika tuzozie, inge kustosia, leprondo kustosia, iloboko koshete. Lord, I lay my all at your feet. I surrender my all unto you. Le kusto pondo kustosia, iloprondo ke kwazozia. Beloved, this morning as we yield our all unto Jesus, you are saying, Lord, breathe upon me the bread of life. Let your word enter into me this morning. I surrender my all unto you. Lord, breathe upon me the bread of life. Let there be an impartation of your divine life, your divine power, your divine wisdom, Lord, upon my life this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in lo crossi ike kwazosia, in lo prondege kwazosia, endenge go libros ote, endenge kusosia, la prindonongo siato, endenge kwaza, ambolongro si ita, ende kwazo si ilamongre de kosiato, ike kustosia la mengri da kwazo, In so pendege libru sosia, ike kustosia, lembe koto no lobosia, ike kwashete lepri no nongros ite, ike kwaza ando go libru ate, il lobo kustosia, ndaga libru sosia, endege kwazo zi ila mangresi, ike kwaza labru no nosia, izonte ele kustosia, Indege kustosi ila mangros ito. Ondo kustosia. Father, I lay my all down at your feet. Breathe upon me this morning the bread of life. Illa kustosia andege librusosia. Izoprondege kwashete. Illeke kutolombre negazo. Izuato lebrina noste. Zepengrusosia dalikrustosia, illoprondege quasosia, endaga quasosia, illobogosate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Why must we lay it down? When we lay it down, we will receive the word of his mouth. When we lay it down, we will receive all that God has that can make us to be what he has called us to be. Beloved, Psalm 19, verse 7, God's word says the law of the Lord is perfect. It restores the soul. It revives the soul. Beloved, it refreshes the soul. The law of God is the word of God that brings the restoration, the revival of the soul, that brings the conversion to the soul. Beloved, the law of the Lord is perfect. It brings salvation to the soul. The law of the law is perfect. It brings the renewal required to the soul. The word of the Lord is perfect. What is perfect is complete. What is perfect does not have a defect. Is defectless. What is perfect becomes beneficial to the soul man. The word of the Lord is perfect. There is nothing contrary about God's word. And the word says, the word, God said in Isaiah 55:11, my word, that perfect word has gone forth out of my mouth, it shall not return back unto me void. The perfect word is resourceful and capable of manifesting results. The perfect word of God maketh fruitful. The perfect word of God is the manifestation of the power of God. The perfect word of God is as a liberating power. From deadness, from lifeless situation and turning man to a living soul. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirits and they are life. This word is called the perfect law of liberty. The divine power required for liberation, for freedom. That is why Jesus can say that he that the Lord has made free is free indeed. And the freedom comes by the spoken word. The perfect law of liberty. And he said, you shall know this law, that is, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free from any bondage. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring, reviving, converting, preserving, renewing, making fruitful, making resourceful, manifesting the divine power of God. So it was said unto a Joshua in Joshua 1:8. It said, do not let this word depart from your mouth. Do not allow the word to let out of your mouth. Don't let it leave your mouth. Continue to speak it. Keep it in your soul. Meditate on it day and night, so that you are careful careful to do according to all that is written in it. And say to it, say it, think it, do it, so that you can be it. Do not let this word depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success, so that you will be it and you can become it and you can see it. As long as you keep it in focus, it will produce an undeniable testimony in your life, provided you give yourself to the world. You will get the world. Let Given unto them Beloved, he said again in verse 6, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they are, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Beloved, he said unto the Father, you have given me power over all flesh. That I should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given me. And the same Christ said in 17, sanctify them, so embedded is the word, is the power to rule, the power to reign, the power to become, the power for eternal life. Embedded in the word is the power for sanctification. It says, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. The same Jesus will say again in the book of John, he said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. He gave us the word. The Father sent him by the word. He is the word. And he was manifesting the word, acting, taking the acts, manifesting the acts of wisdom, and seeing the miraculous continually. And he said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. All by the word of God. But he prayed a prayer of oneness. A house that is divided by itself cannot stand. Sanctify them by your word. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified by the word. Neither pray I for this one but alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, as in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Beloved, and I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, complete. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. That the world may know, as the world stood in amazement of Christ, that the same world will know about you and about me. He said, eyes has not seen, ears has never heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man that which God has prepared for those who love him. We cannot love him without loving his word. We are sent to the Lord, by your word that the world will stand in amazement of the wonder of your word that you are making me to become in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
In
Rashete. Eli Brundo Gusosia Atuala Bontrone. Ilobrina Kuku Gusosie. Endeke Kwazo. Ondolo Brusa Ate. Endeke Kwaza. Andolo Bosibita. Beloved, Psalm number 33 said, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. By the word of God, heavens were made. And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He laid off the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For the world to stand in awe of God, they saw the doings of his hand. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to nothing. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. The power that is embedded in the world. That is why the Bible says the word of the Lord is right and all his works are done in truth. This word of God has the power to correct, has the power to straighten out, has the power to make right what was wrong. Has the power to repair what was damaged. Has the power to fix what has been broken. Has the power to pull up that which was down. Has the power to renew that which has been made old and made waste. Therefore, you are saying, he said, by the word of God, and the breath of his nostrils, he made the breath of his mouth. The breath of his mouth. The breath of his mouth. So his word in his declaration also speaks. In his speech is embedded his breath. And that is why Jesus said, the word that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So in the same word is the Spirit of God, which is known as the breath of the Almighty God. Beloved to the natural man, we breathe with our nose. You have an inhale, you inhale here and you breathe out. When there is problem with the breathing box of man, then man begins to breathe with the mouth. But what are we talking about when he said he created everything by the word of the Lord and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth? Beloved, is talking about the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of wisdom, the divine power of God that is executes the commandment of God. That is why Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of His Spirit. That is the power of His Spirit that is at work in us. It is the Spirit of God that was given to us by the word of the living God. He said, I will no longer leave you as an orphan. He said, when I go, then the Spirit of the Lord will return. It will dwell within you. So if you have the word, you have the breath of His mouth. When you have the word, you have the breath of His mouth. And embedded in this breath of His mouth is the power and the wisdom of God that establishes renewing, restoration, reviving, that make it fruitful. And you are wondering what is Pastor Ellie saying this morning. He said he did not mix words. He said the breath of His mouth. The breath of His mouth. When he said the breath of His mouth, he's talking about the Spirit of God. He's talking about the mind of God. Is talking about like the wind of the Spirit of the living God. Beloved is talking about the power of God. It's talking about the divine inspiration of God. It's talking about the divine energy of the Most High God. And that is the power for creativity. Heavens were made by the word of the Lord and by the breath of His mouth. And you and I will know that the earth was void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be. The Bible says, and the Holy Spirit was brooding upon the face of the earth. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was formless and void. The earth has no form. The earth was void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Waiting for divine instruction. And God said, the earth was without form and void. God has made, but the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God. And when it talks about the Spirit of God, that word is called Ruach. That is the wind of God. That is the mind of God. That is the power of God. It's like the breath of air. It's like the wind of heaven. Beloved, it's the prophetic grace that is the steering of if it's waiting for the word to go forth so that it can go and perform. It's the hand of the Lord that maketh his word good. So when the Bible tells you and I that he created the heavens by his word and by the breath of his mouth, let us, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. It said these three are one. 1 John chapter 5. We saw it yesterday. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. It said there are three that bear witnesses. The three that bear witnesses in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witnesses on earth. The Spirit, the Word, and the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And beloved, it said these three are one. Beloved, so in creation, he created, is God the Father, created by the spoken word. And the Spirit of the Lord executes what God has declared, and the three are one. So it said, by the breath of his nostrils, of his mouth, the Spirit of God expressed through the word of God went into motion and began to bring forth life. Because God said, let there be light, and there was light. Therefore, darkness gave way because there was a breath of God that went forth. It doesn't matter what was broken, what was battered, what was not good that you have experienced or that you have seen. But this morning, as the breath of God come upon you in your very state, what was broken has to be repaired. What was damaged needs to be fixed. What is distorted needs to be straightened. What has dried up needs to be refreshed. What has become old and pale and stale in destiny, in life, in all that we do needs to be renewed this morning. So when he said, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. There is a renewal that takes place when we wait on the Lord. So embedded in that word is the power for divine renewal. So you and I, we are going to say to the Lord this morning, Lord, let your Spirit enter into me by your word to renew me, to reconfigure me, to restore me, to reestablish me, to make perfect all that concerns me. Ilaki Ethros, the Anthronosia. Is a prundo gustosia, And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Instead of you engaging in negativity, that is why the word of God said, there is power of death and life in the tongue. Power of death and power of life in the tongue. Genesis shows us that the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, they were working together. And they created a beautiful universe that you and I can see today, which implies that you and I can create a beautiful tomorrow, a beautiful, even a progress, a result that line up with God's word if we will know how to use it. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love, it shall eat the fruit thereof. So the breath of his mouth He created everything by the breath of his mouth. And that breath is the power, the divine power of God, that has creative force that can make an individual to progress, to prosper, to succeed, and to have God's result of the word that he has declared. It says, stay on this word, meditate on it, see it, declare it, because you will become what you declare. You will see what you have professed. It will perform and make perfect what you have agreed with God to say. If you keep saying trouble, that is what you are going to have. If you keep on saying pain, the pain continues. But if you continue to profess what God said unto you, you will see the performance of the word of the Lord. In the same way that at creation is spoke, and the power of his mouth makes things to happen in the same way, after the same order. You and I, by the divine power of God, have been endowed with grace to recreate, to experience the restoration, the reviving, the change of story, the fruitfulness by what we say. Even what you say about your children, what you say about your career, what you say about your marriage, what you say about your destiny, what you say about what your today or tomorrow is completely dependent on how you engage the breath of your mouth, which is the power that lives within you. How do you get this power? It is written, Christ in me is the hope of glory. But beloved, for him to be in me, it is the We spent a lot of time on that word yesterday. He created all things. By the word, the heavens are formed by the word of the Lord. The heavens were formed. And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Beloved, so as we come to an understanding and engage ourselves in the word of God, and this word that has the power to correct, to make right, that has the power to revive, to restore, to renew, we can change anything that needs to be changed. If we engage our mouth rightly, by the power of his mouth, by the breath of his mouth, he made heaven by the word, for he spoke the word. And if the breath is in his mouth, it means that the energy of the Spirit is embedded in the word that he declares. He has made us to come to the knowledge of that. The Lord, yesterday, he gave me an encounter, and I see that even at the sound of my voice, through this medium, or whether you come to the church, the power of God was manifesting, and I see people, it was manifesting as a breath. As we were speaking, as I was speaking, it becomes a breath that reaches every home, in every life, and power was manifesting to reach every soul that connected to this commission. So you are saying, all the power of God, the breath of God within me, the power of Jehovah embedded in his word, the divine life of God within me, find expressions today to renew, to restore, to reveal, to unravel, to uncover, to give insight and foresight and hindsight to propel me forward, to settle, establish, to perform all that pertains to me in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in la quasa atuata ligus ote, in ke quasa zaprindo lustosia, in ke custosia atuata la prosiate, in ke quasa ando gogo ligus ote, in la quanga siato, in gre quasate, in de ke culo brone ke quasa sia, in de gogo lubrus ato, Iswata and the Gogo Libus Ode, Inke Quasosi in Daliclus Ato, Ingrosu Ato, on the Gequasosia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are prayed. The word was discussed. Let us make every man and let their purpose and their position and be like this to rule and to reign. And he formed a dust man. But Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter number 2, God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostrils And what does it mean to breathe? He sniffed on him. In a fat man, he blew on him. The Lord was teaching me as he gave me an encounter yesterday. He was blowing. He was telling me, he said, when this blow, when I blow, he said, it speaks life. It fixes what was wrong. And it also kills what was meant to kill the people. The breath of God was in two dimensions. It killed darkness. And that breath of God, it causes darkness to be submerged and it caused light to spring forth. Until he breathed in the nostrils of man, the breath of life, man does not have the life of God in him. He breathed. Beloved, he blow like a wind. That is why when this day of Pentecost was fully came, Acts number 2, that is the Spirit of God manifesting like the wind. I saw people falling under the anointing just by the divine breath and by the divine power of God. That is why I warn you, when you come on this altar and you put the phone on and you are just slipping away, or you come on the line, you turn on to the radio and you roll on the other side. So when the breath of God comes, you are already gone. You do not have such moment, a moment of catching. The power of God. Why must God do it to me? Why should God do it to you? John 22:28. He said, when you engage your words according to the word of the Lord, and you decree, you are making a decree of power, and that power of God is going to motion to begin to do what must be done according to the kingdom of order, and what must be defeated according to the divine arrangement of God begins to take place. So he said, you will decree a thing, and it shall be established, and your light will break forth like a new day. So you are said to the Lord, all the bread of God, enter into me. Lekusa putwa akraswate. By the divine word of God in wisdom, begin to walk your walk in my life, impart life and wisdom for renewing of strength, for restoration, for reviving of my soul, for re-energizing, for reconfiguration of my mother body, for re-equipping even of my mother body in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, in the same way I make this declaration, somebody on this altar, you have a table in your office. I see the end of the table where you stand. It is like a C shape. So you are sitting in a C shape, but the C is towards where you are sitting. The calf is where you are sitting. Where you are sitting, there is a cup. So your table in your office is like a cup. So you have a slant, a straight edge on the other side, but you are sitting Under normal circumstances, people see it as the other side, which is the straight head, and they have the other side, which is like a round, facing the opposite. But this table that I see is like a cup. But beloved, the devil of a person, and a person like a devil, who was the instrument of the devil, because I can see on that table, there is what looks like, God. It looks like a mold. And this mold is like a mold with strings. And this mold almost looks like a mold that is more than like a strong cobwebs on that table. But the fire and the breath of the mouth of the Lord this morning, by the covenant of God's word, I decree and declare every bewitchment upon the platform of oppression given to any prevailer, leaders, and members this morning, I command it to terminate by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I speak to every demonic power responsible, whether they have sought help from any satanic demonic agent to introduce satanic stagnation that hinder progress and prevents advancement, that stop every work that passes through that table and deny it of its fulfillment. Today, in the name of Jesus, let the earth open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. Opportunities for progress, for enlargement, pass through that table. But the invisible hand that has carved evil, blockage, equal oppression of stagnation, that make things to die on that table, today in the name of Jesus, I command that hand to wither by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And beloved, here, look at this. I believe that this is enough now. This is enough now. And this person's uniform is like a brown check. It's a brown check. I don't know what that is, whether you're a support worker, whatever you are, but your dress is a brownish dress, like a check, like square drawing on that cloth. I don't know your job, but I see that what I'm looking at looks like the left side of the abdomen, the left side of the abdomen. Whatever was wrong in that part of your abdomen, I see the ray of light of God penetrating into that area and bringing a repair, bringing a correction, bringing a fix to what was wrong. It is a woman. It is a woman. Therefore, I command the word of God to reach to you right now. Be made whole in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, left side of the abdominal area. This is not, if you are a nurse, you are not yet a qualified nurse. But everything that was wrong in your body, hear the word of the Lord. By this word of God that is perfect, I command a repair of anything damaged, anything affected, anything that the enemy has done in your body, every plantation of evil in your body. I command their eviction now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. So I see a lady I see that this individual that God wants to repair this situation that must never take place and never stand. I see this individual right in the hall where graduation is taking place. A woman. Looks like a younger person. Wearing that graduation gown. But instead of going to the front, was at the back with the head bowed down, almost slumped on the floor. But today I command the breath of life to penetrate into your being, and I suffocate everything aside to suffocate you, to dry life, to drain life, to sap life out of your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let everything assigned as a killer, anything assigned to dry up the joy, to dry up your achievement, to dry up what God has given to you, I command them to dry on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Therefore, receive the breath of life and be made whole. Receive the breath of life and be made whole. Receive the breath of life. Be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh. Therefore, not only will you be made whole, I propel you forward by the word of the Lord. I command you, move forward, move forward, move forward in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. La quasa pinda li cruzanzianda libronosa. Ezuata la prindo se le prinonote. Il labro ne kaku guzosia. Every area of sorrow in any life represented here, I command it to be converted to joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Be converted to joy. Be converted to joy. Be converted to joy in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that cooked for you in the night, every satanic caterer that present food for you, but eat demonic object instead of that food so that a satanic object can go into your body, I decree in the name of Jesus, let the catering department of that satanic personality, let it catch fire. Let every poison that you are partaking of, any prevailer this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus that has partaken of demonically being fed in their sleep, very clear, you will know you are the one, as I, the Lord, shows it now. They gave you rice and beans in your sleep. But it's not about that food. There is an hidden thing inside of that food which was meant to bring you into covenant of evil. Therefore, I command that poison to be eliminated, to come out of your body in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekwaza ikapaso. For it is written that even if you eat any deadly thing, it shall not by any means hurt you. Therefore, every harmful eating, every hurtful eating, I command you to vomit them by fire. Vomit them by fire. Vomit them by fire. Vomit them by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every arrangement of the enemy. Here is somebody. You hear your name being called in your sleep. And you didn't see anybody. And you hear a familiar voice that is greeting you. Today, every demonic summoning of the enemy waiting to call and to name you and to call you in your sleep, I decree in the mighty name of Jesus, a cut off of that demonic voice. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Zolike Kwata, Leprindo Sika Kwashete, Azazia. There is death and life in the power of the tongue. By the word of the Lord, he created the heavens. By the breath of his mouth, he created them all. Therefore, anything void, anything dry, anything that the enemy has eaten up, anything that the enemy has affected or affected in your body, and I read that this a recreation, I command a reconfiguration and a recreation by the power of the divine word of God and by its divine wisdom, and that recreates, that renews, that restores, that brings recovery in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. La quasa zaprino nostelia. It is written concerning the prevailers. We will not build for another to live in. We will not plant for another to harvest. We will eat the fruit of our labor. Therefore, you will not die at the edge of your miracle. You will not give up at the edge of your turnaround in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now look upon through the longest atua. Let cluster zoprindo licrusho ozia. Ige quaso zoprunde gequaza. Iloprende gequaso zia da licruso ode. Iloprunde gequaso zia. Ige quashete. Breath of God, power of God, enter into me. Beloved, God will use you to begin to tell others about this commission and about this prayer line and about Prevailers Church Network. I see a change taking place. There is a shift in the realm of the spirit. There is a divine life of God and the divine power of God that is manifested in this commission. Men, women, we come from everywhere and anywhere into this commission as the Lord begins to reach them in every operation of service that he has given unto us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord came unto Moses. And Moses spoke unto the Lord. After the Lord has turned the instrument in his hand to become the instrument of wonder. In Exodus chapter 4 verse 10. So the Lord said to him, as the Lord has spoken to him, when he said to the Lord, how can they believe me? The Lord said, put your hand in your bosom. Put your hand in your bosom. And when he took it out, his hand was leprous. In verse 6, it was like snow. He said, put your hand in your bosom again. He did so, beloved. And he drew it out, it was restored with his other tooth, like his other flesh. And the Lord said to him, if they do not believe you or heed your first message, the first sign, they will believe the message of the latter sign. And it shall be, if they do not believe even the two signs or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river and pour it on the dry land, and the water that you take from the river will become blood in the dry land. And beloved, God was speaking to him. And he said, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech as law of tongue. I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech. I'm also slow of tongue. When you are slow of tongue, so you are saying that you don't have what it takes for the word that carries power to be expressed. It said to the Lord, I am slow of tongue. I am slow of speech. I lack expression. See, but I am slow. I am heavy tongued. I have difficulty of expression. He's talking about he has been very, very oppressive. Beloved, but the same Moses, the word of the Lord spoke concerning him in Acts chapter number 7, verse number 22. Let's read from 20. At this time Moses was born and was well pleasing to God, which time it was the time that the Pharaoh dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. At this time Moses was born. At the time they were killing others, Moses was born and was well pleasing to God. And he was brought up in his father's house for 3 months. But when he was said that Pharaoh's daughter took him away and brought him up as her own son, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words, are mighty indeed. Moses was mighty in words when he was raised in the house of his Pharaoh. He was mighty indeed. But Moses, after 40 years in the desert, when destiny has no meaning anymore, when it looks as if there is nothing that he can make of his moment. Beloved, he said, I am slow of speech and I am of a slow tongue. The Lord said to him, who made the man's mouth? Who made the dumb or deaf or the seeing of the blind? Have not I the Lord? He said, now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and I will teach thee what thou shalt say. He has the natural capability before, but the natural capability based on what he was taught, he realized that he doesn't get the job done. He said, Lord, having seen you, there is another expression that the breath of God can produce in me. So he realized the inability, the limitation of the productivity of his own. natural talent, of his own natural capability, of his own natural, beloved, training that he has received in the house of Pharaoh, who raised him. He has achieved certain things because the Bible says he has achieved great things. But beloved, he said, the man that the Bible confirms as was strong, was very strong indeed, was mighty, was an achiever. He had known how to accomplish stuff. An industrious man, a man that is a subject matter expert in his area, because he was adequately trained for it. When he encountered the supernatural God, he realized that there is more. He said, who shall go with me? God said, now therefore go, I will be with your mouth and teach you. That instrument of expression, I will be with your instrument of expression. Your business is to go. But beloved, what God is saying there is that I will breathe on that your mouth. I will blow on you so that you can manifest the divine power of God. Beloved, and God spoke but Moses was not moving. It was not budging. God said, I will be with you. Don't look at your human limitation. That's why somebody told me yesterday, he said, Pastor, I have no experience in that job. But look, they gave me that job so that I can meet you. And I don't meet black people. He said, I didn't qualify. I don't know what I was doing, but they gave me that job so that we can meet. Because we will need each other in the future. Beloved soul, he said, I will be with thy mouth and teach you what you are to say. So wisdom is profitable for teaching. And it is God in us that teaches us. He said, and the Holy Spirit is still talking about that divine power. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. Therefore, this morning you are saying, Lord, where you want to take me, what you want me to achieve, what you want me to attain, that I think I do not qualify for, that my natural talent, my natural gifting cannot deliver to my hand. Breathe upon me the bread of life. Let your word enter into me. Let your presence go with me. Take me to the heights that you have prepared, preordained for me. Without fail, take me to the heights. Take me to the heights that you have prepared and preordained for me. Without fail, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, take me to the heights. I take the limits of you. I take the limit of you. I take the limit of you. I take the limit of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, he has become almost completely hopeless. Because of experience of life. But what he needed is to have the supernatural of God in him again. Ezekiel 37, there is no time to read the scripture this morning. The hand of the Lord came up upon Ezekiel. And he took him to a vision where he saw dead and dried bones. He saw the valley that was full of bones, and those bones were very dry. And the Lord said to him, he saw that there were plenty of bones. And God said, can these bones that were dry live? Every dry bone, it talks about hopeless situation. Bones does not dry unless the person whose body it is dead. And when a man dies, that is dead destiny. If their business, that is a business that is no longer functioning. Their dream was gone. If they were married, they have left somebody as a widow. All the achievement was no longer expressed. If they have an achievement power, they have lost that capability. It's a state of total hopelessness. And God said to him, when he said, prophesy unto the bone, he said, can they live? He said, thou knowest, Lord, you know. Oh, Lord God, you know. And he said, prophesy. Prophesy. Prophesy unto the dry bones. Prophesy. Prophesy. Unto the dead areas of your life. Prophesy. Unto the things that the enemy said cannot be done. Prophesy. That is, speak. You are speaking what you believe it must be. He said, thou knowest. He said, prophesy. That is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Speak unto that situation. Because out of your mouth lies the power, the breath of God for reviving that situation, for restoring that situation, for bringing a recovery. It said, it might look dry. He said, prophesy unto it. And say, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. He didn't say my word. He said the word of God. But what we have done before now, it is you want the area that was dry in your life to hear your word rather than God's word. To hear your wish. So nothing shake. And the wish that is stirred up by the emotion and not by the word of the living God. And not by the Spirit of God. It says, surely I will cause breath to enter into you. Thus saith the Lord to this bone, surely I will cause breath to enter into you. And you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you. Cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. And beloved, he said, he spoke, he prophesied as he was commanded. And as he prophesied, there was a noise. And suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, beloved, he said, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them. over, but there was no breath in them. Look. And beloved, the word of the Lord came. He said, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man. And say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come forth the four winds, O breath, and breathe on this land that they may live. Prophesy on the breath. Speak. Under the influence of the divine spirit of the Lord, unto this land, the destinies that were already stagnant, the things that were dried up, beloved, and he said there was a shaking. I'm going to round up in a moment. We have to take this again because there is no way that I can finish what is in my spirit this morning. Beloved, he says, speak to it. And he called that bread, the Spirit of God. He engaged, he said, from the four corners, let the wind blow unto it. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the bread came into them, and they lived and stand and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. The powerful force of God that is going to walk the face of the earth. There are sons and daughters who were champions, but right now they're in their state of like a grasshopper state because life has beat them down. Their destiny was almost choking. They have been oppressed, afflicted, harassed, and the life has not allowed them to yield any fruit in at all. But I speak by the word of the Lord to you this morning. Let the breath of God enter into you in the mighty name of Jesus. Reviving, renewing, restoring every prevailer, every man that God has called to be part of this commission today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. He told me, it doesn't matter how you come in, but you will never remain the same again. Your life will never remain the same again. He said to me, son of man, these bones are the altars of Israel. They said our bones are dry, our hope is lost. We ourselves are cut off. He said, to them, thus saith the Lord, behold, all of my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come off from your graves and bring you to the land of Israel into covenant again. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, all my people, and brought you out from your graves. But why? He said, I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. And beloved, then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it. I will put my spirit in you. I will put my spirit in you. Beloved, that spirit that he put in man is the impartation of divine life and divine wisdom. Beloved, divine power of God. It is Christ in you, beloved, that is the hope of glory. Their hope was lost, but he said, I'm restoring hope to you. And Christ in you is that hope of glory. And that Christ is the wisdom and the power of God that is in us. Therefore, you are sent this morning, all bread of God, enter into me, restore me, renew me, re-energize me, Lord, stabilize me, Lord, move me to stand upon my feet again. Let my flower begin to flourish. Let my grass begin to grow. Let my life begin to make meaning. arise. Therefore, you are sent this morning by the divine life of God, by the divine breath of the Holy Ghost inside of me, by the power of Christ inside of me, who is the power of God to me and the wisdom of God. Let my divine power given to me by God for greatness, by His word, let it begin to emerge. 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 Ilabra nekakuguzosie. Ilabri nekwazosie. Isatom plunga sokato. Ingekwata. Atralobogosiate. Isaprunda gustosie. Ilabrundegekwazo. Ingekwashite. Ilabruna nongros ito. Ingekwazosia. Ilabrundegekwazosia. Beloved, we will continue at midnight on that scripture by the grace of God. But beloved, you are that great army of God that God is raising. The solution center. The ones that manifest God and the wisdom and the power of Jehovah. That God is manifesting on the day of the earth. He says Zion shall be built upon the highest of the mountain, and all the nations of the earth shall flow into it. A day, Joel 2 says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and of dark darkness, of thick darkness, as the morning is spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall it be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. An exceeding great army of God. Beloved, the Lord showed me the scripture by divine revelation. It's that the appearance of them is an appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the top of the mountain, shall they leap like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. They will walk as one. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path, and they shall fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Why? No longer can you be defeated, because the power of Jehovah has entered into you and into me. Beloved, therefore this morning, by the divine power of God, they were manifested. What eyes have never seen, what ears have never heard, what is yet to come to the earth of man. Beloved boy, before now, before the breath of God went into them, they were broken, battered, and busted. But beloved, things begin to happen to them. Why? Because they now know restoration. If you read Joel chapter 2, their floors were full with wheat. Beloved, they have harvest. They have overflow of wine. God restored to them the years that the enemy has denied them of plenty and of flourishing. Beloved, they were eating in plenty. They were satisfied and praising the name of the Lord. So Pentecost bring you and I into the fulfillment of this word. of the Lord your God, and not else, my people shall never be put to shame. Therefore, you have said, oh, thou power of God, oh, breath of God, oh, thou Christ the Lord, Christ the word of God, Christ the wisdom of God, Christ the miracle worker, Christ the anointed one, my life is available to you. Enter into me today. Restore me. Renew me. Lord, revive me. They were revived. Their hope were revived. Their destiny was revived. The exceeding great army emerged. The people that cannot be sabotaged or disturbed or wasted or destroyed by any satanic force, they begin to move upon the face of the earth. Therefore, you have said, oh, thou God, my Father, locate me this morning by your word as I go forth today. Lord, let me begin to go forth in your divine power, by your divine life, the wisdom that cannot be defeated, that produces results, that turns me to an agent of changing the earth. Lord, let it emerge even as I speak. Everywhere I go, you will be with my mouth. My word carries the divine life of God, because Ezekiel spoke. I speak about what should be, and everything responded. Therefore, every word of God that I declare today, the answer to me, and no longer shall I suffer shame in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Can you give God thanks this morning? Blessed be the name of Jehovah. Likuaza piondo likruzazia. Ilobro neka kwato nongle kekuzo zie. Ezobre nega kwashete. Ilobo siate. It created everything by the word. By the word of the Lord in heavens. It created all things by the breath of his mouth. And you who are the Christ on the inside, who have the bread of life, you have the wisdom and the power for creativity. And beloved, we have the power and the divine wisdom of God that makes things to happen, to make flourish, to make fruitful, to establish, to stabilize, to that brings health and wealth and all that. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten and cankerworm. He said, nobody shall be able to defeat you, regardless of who they are. No barrier will be able to stand against us because of the power, because of the word of the Lord that is given unto us. Lord, we thank you this morning. Beloved, the apostles, when they come in contact with the breath of God, when the wind of God blew in their direction, they become eloquent. They were energized. They were made able. Beloved, the Moses become a living wonder. And those who terrify him were terrified by him, because he became a terror to those who terrify him. Therefore, I decree and declare from today, our adversary, every one of them going to captivity. Those who prayed upon us become a prey. Our spoilers are now spoiled. Those who want to make us afraid, they are afraid of us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, the voice of rejoicing and salvation shall proceed out of this tabernacle, out of the mouth and the house of the prevailers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, our flesh shall be full with wheat, in the name of Jesus, and the fat shall overflow with new wine and oil, new opportunities, new progresses, new testimonies begin to find expression in our lives. The time of delay, the time of broken down is over. For the Lord shall restore unto us all that has been devoured, all that has been dried up, all that the enemy has taken, stolen, killed, or destroyed. They are restored back unto us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We shall eat in plenty. We shall be satisfied in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, today marks the end of shame in our lives. of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree a release and an activation of the divine spirit of the living God in the life of the prevailers, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we go forth today, and every mountain become plain before us, and the valleys are exalted. And I decree and declare in front of us is like the Garden of Eden in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are moving even to become what God has called us to be, to become a solution, to become those who answer and solve every riddle. No enigma will be difficult for us to resolve. That through the prevails, the Holy Spirit begins to manifest what ears has never heard or eyes seen. Neither has he entered into the heart of man, as God turned us to an amazement to our world, to the glory of his name and the advancement of his kingdom. Therefore, I cover the prevailers, every one of us, with the blood of Jesus this morning. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, abideth forever. That which is done for us and in us and on our behalf this morning, it is forever and ever, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Father, we return the glory, the honor, and the praise unto you, the eternal God that has called me, that has sent me to do your will in this, on this altar, unto you who has uttered your word for fruitfulness by the divine wisdom of God and by the breath of God, by the divine word of God that never fail, unto you who perform the word of your servant and execute the word of your messenger, unto you I return the glory, I return the honor, for the great things that you have done in us, for us, and on our behalf this morning, in the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let your name be glorified now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, I congratulate you this morning, and I look forward to see you by the grace of God tomorrow. Tonight at midnight. God bless you. By tomorrow, Wednesday, we have 5 a.m. and we have a midnight call. By the grace of God, we also have a call tomorrow, which is a School of Purpose on air. And Pastor Duran is going to continue in the series that was started on training your human spirit to walk in the truth of God's word. You don't want to miss it. By the grace of God, on the 24th of June, we will only have, that series is finishing on the 17th, and on the 24th of June, by the grace of God, after the summit of June, we will be returning, and there will be a question and answer session and a prayer request session, and anyone can dial in even through the telephone and raise questions, and you'll be calling 07931-540529, and we will also make a local landline available for you to call on the day, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Bye-bye for now.